Okay, so excellent. I actually think they came out very well. I do need to speak a little bit louder, and I think it'll be clear. And then we'll go from there. So each day, more or less, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to choose a topic, and I'm just going to go ahead and ramble for a little bit, if you will. Shoot from the hip and speak to it. Depending on how that goes, I may or may not decide to go ahead and start scripting out or broad stroking some of these ideas along with what I'll be discussed and go from there. So, for example, I plan to discuss a variety of things, both from an art perspective, from a value perspective, from socioeconomics, which I feel that economics is actually just a sub-branch of sociology. And the same deal pretty much with everything as far as philosophy is concerned. I do call myself a philosopher. I have had interactions online where people thought that was presumptuous of me, but I don't really understand how. I think philosophy is just this most basic desire to understand, to question things. And from that, more narrow branches of study have grown out of it, whether it's in our current age with mathematics and quantum physics or something older that's began before written language, such as astronomy, grew out of philosophy and attempting to understand both theory and practice. I do agree with a number of philosophers on a number of things, and I obviously disagree because I'm an individual, and I expect all of you to do the same. It's through that sort of examining, whether it's through a direct primary source or first, secondary, third, or tertiary sources, that you really come to understand not only what a person's original thoughts and statements were, but also about whether or not those things jive with how you understand and see reality. It's an absolutely necessary tool to be able to philosophize in order to be part of the human condition, to experience what it's like, in order to think freely, to critically examine and break down. And at no point do I want anyone who listens to me to go ahead and listen and follow what I say blindly. Everything I say should be challenged in its own way, and everything should be questioned. You should challenge and question your own paradigm and the own structures which you have various things. It's fundamental to growth as an individual, and as Maslow put it, self-actualization. But we can't just put philosophy on the shelf. We have to integrate it into our lives. We have to integrate this sort of examination, both of ourselves, of our lives, of the world around us, and challenge not only the assumptions that we know we have, but also attempt to uncover the hidden biases and hidden assumptions, which we didn't even know were there. So I look forward to doing that with you, both as I examine my own perspectives, as well as the perspectives I interact with. I look forward to growing during this process, and I look forward to attempting to become a stronger, bigger, more versatile individual through this process. So thank you for participating in this journey, and I look forward to hear your thoughts as we move forward. Thank you.